סכת קרן פרק יזיין משנה תזיין קנאים הזיין והמחו שיש בהם בית קיבו מתחוי The beam of his scale, that has scale pad on either side, and that beam is hollow, and the reason why it's hollow is the person who is selling using this claim as Naim wants to be Ramah to trick the people who are buying. As he fills up the hollow beam with mercury, and he tips the mercury in the direction that he wants in order to distort how much the product weighs. And a machab of a scooper, and it's used to even add a product that was put into a meter into a measurement to see how much to pay for the product. And if the machab, the scooper that is used to even out the product, is heavy, such as if it's made out of metal, then that's good for the mocher, for the seller. And since it's heavier, then when it evens it out, it will, more of the product will be taken out of the meter, and less of the product will be given to the loker. And if it's made out of something light, such as from a pumpkin, then that's good for the loker, because less of the product will be taken out, and the loker will end up getting more for his money. And this mocher, he makes the machlok out of a hollow material. And that way, when he is selling, so in order that it would be good for him, he fills up the hollow material with metal, so more of the product will be taken out. And when he's buying, he takes the metal out, and he uses this hollow machob in order to get more of the product that he wants to buy. The ha'asol sheyesh bo beis kibo mos. An asol is a rod that is used by a porter. Porter hires himself out to people to carry things around for them. And he hollows out this asol. And when the ba'abai pays him for his work, he puts the money in the asol. Then he tells the ba'abai he was never paid. And the ba'abai, who is paying a lot of different workers, will not remember that he paid him and won't think to check inside the asol if he doesn't know it's hollow, and he will pay him again. The kanish or ani sheyeshbo beit kibo mayim. A cane that is used by an ani, a poor person that goes from place to place, in order to beg for funds. And this kanish or ani is also how he puts water there, and he drinks from that water. And when he goes around collecting funds, he claims he is fasting, he has no money to buy food, and he has no money for water, and really he's drinking from this cane, he's fooling people with it. And a staff that has a base kibo and has a receptacle in which a mezuzah and a jewel is put in. As a person wants to smuggle a jewel and not have to pay custom, they put the jewel in on top of it, he puts a mezuzah, so the people who check on my custom will think all that's in this staff is a mezuzah. All these kelim, since they're hollow, they're tman, they're makabel tuma. As we said, a kli that has a base kibo that has a receptacle is makabel tumah, even though the receptacle on this kelim is used for unlawful means, even so, it's considered a kelim, it's makabel tumah. About all these kelim that we mentioned, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, only if I talk about these kelim will be bad for me if I mention them, and that way people who want to be merama and trick other people might learn about these kelim and use them for bad means. But only if I don't talk about these kelim, and if I don't mention them at all, the Ramam who used these kelim will think the Chachamim have no idea what we're doing, and the fact that he mentions these kelim shows the Ramam the Chachamim also know what the Ramam are up to.
Sechus kelim perek yizayin mishnah yizayin taktus atzorfin tmeya v'shal nafachim tahara. The taktus atzorfin is a kli that's used by goldsmiths, and that kli shards of gold and silver are put in. That kli is tmeya as makabel tuma, as it's a kli with a base kibbutz with a receptacle. As opposed to the very same kli that's used by blacksmiths is tahara, it's not makabel tuma. As the blacksmiths do not use that kli to put any bits of metal inside of it, instead, the blacksmiths use that kli to protect them from sparks. So since it's not used as a kibbutz, it's not used as a receptacle, it's not makabel tuma. Mashcheze sheyesh ba beit kibbutz shemen tumeya. A sharpener is made out of wood, and it sharpens knives, and it's smeared with oil, and it has a receptacle to hold the oil in it. That mashchedes is tmeis makabel tuma, since it's a kli, it's a wooden kli with a receptacle. Ushein ba tahara, but if it doesn't have a base kibo shemen, it doesn't have a receptacle to hold the oil, in such a case, it's pshute kli, it's a wooden kli without a receptacle, and it's tahara, it's not makabel tuma. Pinka sheish bo base kibo shaiba tmeis. A writing tablet that's coated with wax, and the way you write on it is you take an instrument and engrave on the wax. If it has a receptacle to hold the wax, it's tmeis makabel tuma. V'she'ein ba tahara, but if it doesn't have a receptacle to hold the wax, it's tar, it's not makabel tuma, as it's a kliyed without a receptacle. Pshute kliyed, it's not makabel tuma. Machatel takash usboferes hakash. A mat that's made out of straw, or a tube that's made out of straw. Now this machatel takash and usboferes hakash has a din like a kliyed, like a wooden kli, and it's makabel tuma if it's a davar shel kayama, if it will last. Rabbi Akiva mitame, Rabbi Akiva said that it's makabel tuma like any kli'ed, since it has a receptacle, the machatel takash is used for laying down on, and the Tiferet HaKash is hollow, and it's used to hold things in it. So therefore, the Kli that has a Kibon is Makabel Tumah. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri Mitar. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says it's tar. He says it's not considered a Kli Shel Kayama, a Kli that will last, since it's easily damaged, so therefore, it's not Makabel Tumah.
Rabbi Shimon Oimer Afshel Bakos Kayosi Behem. Rabbi Shimon said, a Kli that's made out of the stems of Bakos, a wild pumpkin or a melon, that Kli would also have the same Achlokas. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. If Rabbi Akiva would say it's Makabel Tumah, he would consider it a Kli Shel Kayama, a Kli that would last, while Rabbi Yochanan Menuri would say it's tar, it's not Makabel Tumah, as he would not consider it a Kli Shel Kayama. Machatelas Kanem Bishel Cholov Tahira. A mat that's made out of reeds or out of cholov, some type of grass, it's tar, it's not Makabel Tumah. And this mat is very firm. It's too firm to lay down on it. Instead, it's used for roofing, so therefore, it's not a Kli that's used for a kibbutz for receptacle, and it's not Makabel Tumah. It has a din of pshute Kli, the Kli that's out of receptacle. A reed tube. Somebody takes a reed and cuts it in half, wants to hollow it out and use it for Kabbalah to hold something in it, such as ink. That tube would be tar until he takes out all the kabai, all the white marrow from inside the reed, until he hollows out the reed entirely. Even when some of the kabai has been taken out and it's now ready to put something inside of it, it's still not Makabel Tumah. It's not considered a finished Kli until he hollows it out entirely. And since he plans on hollowing it out entirely, it's only Makabel Tumah when he finishes his work and hollows out the reed entirely.